Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 122, verse 1. I rejoice with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." This verse has a very special place in British history. It's been used upon the entrance of the monarch at every coronation since that of King Charles I. Since 1902, Hubert Parry's magnificent choral setting of the psalm has been sung. It captures beautifully the joy and celebration of this very special occasion. The roots of this psalm go back thousands of years to the time when pilgrims would use these words as they climbed up the hill to Jerusalem and anticipated the incredible joy of worshipping God in the temple. You can sense their excitement as they got closer and closer to the holy city. There's no building in Christianity which is the equivalent of the temple in Jerusalem. With the coming of Christ, a new covenant was established in which God sought to build a new temple, not with stones or bricks and mortar, but in the lives of those who worshipped him. Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst?" Our circumstances are very different from those of the psalmist, but we can still experience the same joy of meeting together with God's people for worship. We can still look forward to the experience with gladness and anticipation because as we meet together, God will be there with us. So let me ask you this question. What are the things that make you glad to worship with other Christians? Now let's pray together. Loving God, we thank you for the blessing and encouragement of worship. Help us never to take this privilege for granted. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.